Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Samuel Beckett. Now Samuel Beckett is a Nobel Prize winning author and he is a key figure in the Theatre of the Absurd movement, or the plays that can be classified as Theatre of the Absurd. He's a key exponent and practitioner. Now the dates of Samuel Beckett are from 1906 to 1989. Now Samuel Beckett was an Irish novelist as well as a dramatist as well as a short story writer. And in the year 1969, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. And the committee that awarded him the Nobel Prize said that the reason was for his writing, which in new forms for the novel and drama, in the destitution of modern man, acquires its elevation. Unquote. So let me repeat this once more. Quote, for his writing, which in new forms for the novel and drama, in the destitution of modern man, acquires its elevation. Unquote. Now, broadly speaking, his literary and theatrical work features bleak, impersonal, and tragicomic experiences of life, and they are often coupled with black comedy and nonsense. It is also said that his work became increasingly minimalist. As his career progressed, involving more aesthetic and linguistic experimentation with techniques of stream of consciousness, repetition and self-reference. Now, I mentioned the word minimalist. Minimalist ka kya matlab hota hai? Means the characters, the actions that are there in his plays or in his works, that is to a minimum. Now, if you have read his famous work Waiting for Godot, you will be able to relate to it. You will be able to understand that. What is minimalism? Now, along with drama, he has also written some novels, so we'll discuss his novels, but first let's discuss his drama. Now, let me describe to you how a critic describes the works of Samuel Beckett. Quote, Beckett's characters inhabit these empty wastelands, and one of Harold Pinter's plays has a title No Man's Land. Now, this critic is equating or talking about Harold Pinter and Samuel Beckett because their plays have many similarities. Now, furthermore, this critic goes on, although accepting the absurdity of existence and human behavior, neither playwright can be described as entirely pessimistic. Beckett's characters always find something which gives them a reason to exist. And there's a famous line in his play, quote, tomorrow everything will be better. This is a famous line. Now, this line, instead of indicating pessimism, indicates hope, eternal hope. Now, whether that hope will be fulfilled or not, that comes later, but eternal hope. So, one thing you should keep in mind is that, as this critic describes, his works cannot be classified as entirely pessimistic. Now, this critic also says that the spirit of Beckett is highly comic in the face of bleakness and sameness. Afterwards, this critic goes on, in his later plays, Beckett reduces his theatre to its essentials. From two acts in Waiting for Godot and Happy Days came out in 1961, to one starting with Endgame, which came out in 1957. From five characters to four, then two, then one, and finally in the play called Breath, which came out in 1970, which lasts only about 30 seconds, there are no characters at all. So this is what the meaning of minimalism is, that Beckett reduces his theatre to only its essentials, reducing the number of acts as well as the number of characters. And in his final work, Breath, the entire play is just about 30 seconds and there are no characters at all. Now, furthermore, this critic says that this move towards minimalism is a reductio ad absurdum, which can perhaps allow the term absurd to be reclaimed in a theatrical context. Beckett takes drama to new extremes and pushes his characters to the limits of solitude, non-communication and hopelessness. Yet, they all survive and any thoughts of suicide are dispelled. Now, furthermore, this critic says that in Beckett, there are no tragic climax. Continuing the struggle to remain alive is offered as the unavoidable and necessary conclusion. His novel named The Unnameable, which came out in 1958, sums up the paradox of the absurd life humankind leads in the words, quote, where I am, I don't know. I will never know. In the silence, you don't know, you must go on. I cannot go on, I will go on. Unquote. So this is how this critic describes the works of Samuel Beckett. So from an exam point of view, you should know what is the theater of the absurd, who coined the phrase theater of the absurd. Afterwards, also know what are the similarities between the plays of Harold Pinter and Samuel Beckett. Afterwards, you should also know that in the play Waiting for Godot, what are the names of the major characters? Now, one is Vladimir, the other is Astrogon, and there are two more characters. So, definitely have a look at the storyline, because in exams, questions generally come from this famous play, Waiting for Godot. Okay? Now, let's come to the novels that Samuel Beckett has written. See, Samuel Beckett is mostly known as a dramatist, but he has also written some good novels. Okay? So, let's discuss that. His novels such as Murphy, Watt, and his trilogy called Molloy, Malone Dies, and The Unnameable. Okay? These are examples of fiction that have been reduced to a minimum of action, in limited setting, and often focused on a single consciousness. Okay? And in terms of technical invention and experimentation, Beckett can be said to be an heir to the modernists. Okay? Something that he learns from the modernists, especially the techniques of James Joyce. So, just remember the names of these novels. Okay? One is called Murphy, okay? M-U-R-P-H-Y. Murphy, which came out in 1938. After that, Watt, W-A-T-T. This came out in 1953. And after that, a trilogy of novels, matlab, a set of three. The first part is called Molloy, M-O-L-L-O-Y. This came out in 1955. Uske baad, Malone Dies, M-A-L-O-N-E, Malone Dies. This came out in 1956. And in the year 1958, the novel called The Unnameable, okay? The Unnameable came out. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the names of his novels and the names of his important plays. For instance, plays such as Waiting for Godot, Endgame, Happy Days. Okay, Happy Days is also a play. After that, Breath. Okay, jiske baare mein maine baat ki thi. Breath, B-R-E-A-T-H. This came out in 1970 and this is the play which only lasts about 30 seconds. And there are no characters at all. Okay?